Good morning, Wisconsin. Morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR. Sing it, Marvin. Got your host, James J. behind the mic. I am joined by Melissa K.
Good morning.
Seth Papacker.
Good morning.
And all you out there, the best listeners on radio. Thanks for joining us, everybody. We appreciate you being here with us at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM. Got some fun things lined up for you throughout the hour. We're going to get into some cool stuff a little bit later. Movie theater etiquette, I think that'll be a fun one. If we have time.
Yeah, Melissa.
What? You've never been to a movie with me, Seth.
I would.
Like I am the perfect neighbor, I am the perfect seatmate.
I don't know.
At a theater.
Would going to a movie together, would that be a team building exercise? I don't know.
That would be funny. You'd have to sit between us.
Only if I get to throw popcorn.
And I would have to sit between
Seth.
You guys.
Yes, exactly.
If we have time a little bit later, what's a common tradition or holiday that will not exist in 25 years?
Sounds depressing.
Kind of. It does. But I think one that we've talked about recently, trick-or-treating, like things like that. Like, will they be around in 25 years?
That's a good question.
I think we should get rid of Valentine's Day.
That's an option. That's one.
Maybe that will be one that goes away.
We'll bring those up. We'll see. And I want audience participation on that one. You guys get ready to call up on that and call up on any of these topics. We'd love to hear from you. Diving right into our entertainment news, AMC made one. They've been doing this thing where they're trying to bring people to movies, and they're trying to really lean into the collector, the movie theater moviegoer collector. Mm. And one of the big things they're doing, of course, is the popcorn buckets. Mm. They've got a lot of those they're doing right now, and there's been some good ones and some iffy ones, but all of them have been very popular and have brought people back to movie theaters in many ways.
It's kind of worked, yeah.
Now, to be fair, none of these movies like Dune or Deadpool and Wolverine, they were going to do fine without the popcorn bucket. There's no really way to be able to tell right now where people going for the popcorn bucket or for the movies.
Right.
These were some of the bigger movies to come out in the last 5 years.
Right.
So it's not surprising that they did well. But if you're in marketing, you're leaning into this. Look
sure.
at how these movies did with that had the popcorn bucket.
Well, and also the fact that these movies are epically long, you need sustenance. You cannot survive a 7-hour movie without food.
It's fantastic.
I like the idea of going into theater like you're going for a hike. It's like, do I get all my my bars?
You
get something to drink, and
I'll get some popcorn, some trail mix.
Yeah, huge soda that I could take a bath in. Right.
AMC made one of these popcorn buckets for the upcoming animated movie, The Lord of the Rings, The War of Rohirrim. Rohirrim.
I have no idea how to pronounce it.
And it looks like it could do some actual damage. It's in the shape of a warhammer, and it's over 2 feet long.
Oh, my God.
The head opens up, and the popcorn comes out the inside, but it doesn't open from the top. It opens on the side, which means that while you're eating your popcorn, the handle is going to stick out either to the right or left or straight ahead of you and point up. And maybe it'll be fine, but it seems like a really bad idea to put into a movie theater.
Yeah.
At the same time, it is so cool.
It does look pretty cool.
Oh, that looks so cool.
Yeah. I can't. Oh, man.
I want that.
Functional, though.
Yeah.
I mean, it's going to whacking people in front of you. It's like, yeah.
You can't be doing this for like Mortal Kombat movies and stuff. Like, people are already jacked up in these movies. You can't be giving them weapons.
Don't give them weapons.
It's like having a disco inferno night. And here's some free fire. Here's free fire, everybody. What could go wrong? I don't know. I think we've talked about this before. Make shorter movies, make better movies.
Yes.
But I will admit, I am a sucker for some of this stuff. Mm-hmm. I think that the Wolverine popcorn bucket was kind of cool, and I want this one.
That's pretty cool.
I had to look it up, and it took me a minute to find it, but I couldn't tell from the way you guys were describing it what it looks like. It actually looks like kind of like a hammer. It's like a giant long handled and the popcorn sits in the hammer part. This is perfect for someone who doesn't like popcorn.
They
hold on to the end of the hammer, and they get to decide who gets the popcorn in their row. It's like hand
reach it out. Yeah. Yeah. There you go.
It's like having every group has a designated driver. You've got the person.
You are the designated popcorner.
They can't have the popcorn, but they can hand it out.
There you go. And by the way, this would not be the movie we go to, because if Melissa got her hands on that hammer, that would be bad for me. So we're not doing this one.
No. Oh, can we please?
I couldn't think of more worse decision. Actually, if Sage fired me for doing that, I'd understand. I'd be like, you know what? Yeah, you're right, man. You're right. Yeah, yeah. If you're a huge Wicked fan and you're psyched for the movie, this is maybe not going to be music to your ears. Now, there's one other side note to this. So this movie had a big cult following for a long time because of the books and the theater play.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And then they were holding back on the trailers for a while because there was some controversy over the casting, like there is almost every movie like this. Outside of taking the originals from the original Broadway
production. From the stage play, yeah.
I don't know if they could have gotten this right for everybody. I haven't seen the movie, so I don't know if they got it right yet or not. Mm-hmm. But be that as it may, there's a lot of people that were excited. Then they kind of were worried because of the casting. Then the trailers started coming out and people got excited again. And then flash forward to 2 months later, people are already getting burnt out of this movie because of the trailers and the over promoting of it.
Oh, overexposure. Oh, no. Yes,
yeah. And that's something that's so difficult. There's no perfect blueprint to do this. I just mentioned Deadpool and Wolverine. That one promoted for about a month and a week ahead of the movie and seemed to be the sweet spot. That seems to be about a month before the movie seems to be the sweet spot. But with the amount more money that's put into a movie, the sooner they start to pub it. And where it doesn't hurt an Avengers movie or something like that, it hurts a movie like this. It's just such an interesting thing going forward to me. If I'm at some university right now and I'm about to graduate in marketing, I'm wondering, how do I handle this going forward? What is the right amount of time to prep something, to put something out there? You want people to be able to make plans nowadays. Most people are working 1-2 jobs. You know, you want them to be able to go to the movies. They got to be able to plan this out. Right. A lot of people want to go to the theaters with groups of people. You know, all these factors. Interesting to me.
Yeah, and having, being able, you have to be more choosy with the movies you go to because they're so expensive.
Yes.
You can't go to see all the movies like maybe you could back, several decades ago. You cannot do that. So you got to be choosy with which ones you go see. So, yeah.
And go ahead, Melissa, Jeff.
Well, I was just going to say, it's expensive. Yes. But only if you buy concessions, really. Not like I know anybody who in their teen would just, carry things like Skittles in with their
Not you know anyone like that. No,
I don't know anybody like
that. I've never known anybody to do that, especially a father that was almost took pride in.
I thought it was a given. That was just what you did. I didn't know it was against the rules. This theoretical person that I heard about.
I
want to open
asking for a friend.
I want to open a theater chain that embraces that. I want to open that if you didn't bring anything, they actually give you free snacks, to put in your back and pockets and everything. I want to open a theater chain.
It's a different marketing plan.
And we're bankrupt already. Yeah, right. Yeah,
we even started. The movie theaters that are branching out and actually have pizza, like the Rivoli in La Crosse.
Yes.
They have pizza and some of them even have alcoholic beverages.
Yeah, for make an experience.
Make it an experience.
Yeah.
They tried with adding the really comfy seats.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder how many people they have falling asleep.
Yeah.
Well, I guess that's on the movie.
That's a fair point.
If the movie's boring, then you can take it out.
There's that factor with this. And then there's another factor. AMC is telling people you cannot sing along to the movie.
Ooh.
They are being very strict about this. They're running a 30-second warning set to clips from the movie that says, quote, no talking, no texting, no singing, no wailing, no flirting.
Flirting? What?
I don't know.
Is that an inside thing from the show, maybe? Yeah, I guess it must be.
Enjoy the magic of the movies. An AMC spokesperson says the chain has, quote, a longstanding policy that prohibits disruptive behavior.
Mm.
No doubt other theaters will enforce a similar policy, like there are other theaters. but just like they did, apparently they did this with the Taylor Swift Eras Tour as well. It's probably going to be hard to keep fans quiet, though. They had a very difficult time doing that.
Yeah.
What are you doing? Like, I guarantee that there are people like me that like to go to the movies mm-hmm. and just sit and watch and dissect it and everything, and I get that. But you are going to a public gathering,
right?
And you have to understand that. And if you don't, that's cool. Then save your money. The majority of people that go to movies for the experience, want to be there to interact with strangers. They want to laugh with strangers. They want to sing with strangers.
It's a shared experience, right?
I have family members that couldn't give a darn less about theater, but they went to see Jersey Boys. They went to see that because they got to stand up and sing along with the guys.
The songs that they knew, right?
Very different thing, I understand.
Right. They were invited to sing along.
Yeah.
But it's something that if it look, we're begging people to go to the movies. If they want to sing, let them sing. Like, I mean, I'm sorry. And that I can hear the counter to that. Well, what about the person that doesn't want to? Then they don't go. Mm. That person, you already had that person. You're trying to get the people that aren't already there. You're trying to get the fringe people.
Right.
That's what all IPs are about nowadays. If I'm Marvel, I'm not worried about getting the comic book fan to come to my movie.
They'll come to them all,
yeah,
right?
Yeah. I'm worried about getting that person that's on the fringe. It may come, may not. And that person, maybe they want to be able to shout at the movie. Okay, bring that person. Traditionally, that's just how it goes. I'm not saying there aren't counters to this and it's perfect, but I am saying we are begging people to go to the movies nowadays. It's pretty hard, you know, to tell them, hey, you Taylor Swift fans, don't sing along to Taylor Swift. That's pretty tough.
Yeah.
I'm going to push back on this, James, because I think they're right. I think they should have this policy because what they're doing along with it is they're saying, okay, if you want to sing along with this movie, we have special showings of this movie where you can. It's invited. Oh, it's okay. Encouraged.
There you go.
Yeah, and that would make sense.
I am the person in the theater that will get annoyed with somebody two seats over having a loud conversation or commentary about said movie in a movie theater. Because while it is a public gathering, and yes, you're there to laugh and enjoy it, there is a certain amount of etiquette that you need to have in a movie theater. Same as you do if you go to a theater performance. You don't want the person sitting in front of you making loud commentary during a theater show. That's obnoxious.
Mm. Melissa, you and I are exact same on this. I am 100% with you on this. The other day we were talking about at restaurants and things that would make you walk out. It takes a lot for me to send my food back or anything mm-hmm. like that. Right. I don't like it. I don't like making a scene, anything like that. I am the person, even if I'm at the theater by myself and that's a packed theater, somebody's behind me making noises, I will stand up and make sure everybody sees my death stare. I have no problem at all being that guy looking over like, something wrong with your lips? Something wrong? I paid a lot of money for this movie. You better shut the... Because I'm also the kid that went to theater. All my first movie experiences mm-hmm. was in inner city. And everybody talks to the movies in the inner city.
Right.
You can barely hear what the actual actors are saying because people are... I've been to a theater and seen a movie, and it was a black exploitation film. It was a Dolomite. It was a long time ago. But I had a guy sitting a row behind me yelling at the screen, "I'm trying to talk!" I am not exaggerating. That happened. I'm more like you than the other way around this.
Right.
I'm the other part of this too is as somebody who is makes a living from this industry. I want people to come to movies. So I want to take a call from Kev real quick here. Come on in. What's up, man?
Wow, how'd you know it was me? You must be screening your calls, aren't you?
I had a feeling. I had a feeling.
Just had a feeling on this one.
Yeah.
Well, you know, back at this has got to be at least 20 years ago when The Jungle Book 2 came out.
Oh, wow. Good one.
Okay, yeah.
And we took my oldest son to his first movie. It might have been longer than that. But they came on, the very first song on the movie was Bare Necessities.
Okay.
And every single kid in that theater was singing.
That's great.
Oh,
so how can all these movie theaters say, please don't sing? If you have go to a kid's movie and there's, Taylor Swift or anything like that, they're going to sing. You're not going to stop it. It gets just the whole thing about going to the movie theater.
Imagine the PR nightmare as AMC like kicks out 50 kids.
Oh my God.
The Jungle Book 2. And like the pictures of all these kids leaving the theater.
It's so
like,
sad. Oh my God.
I get what you're saying. I don't know how you police something like this either.
Yeah. Right.
And if you do, you're probably going to be asking more than just a couple people to leave.
Mm-hmm.
But
the worst part is you're asking teenagers to police this because that's who works at movie theaters.
Right.
Yeah,
it's
exactly.
It's not going to be.
To wrap
what about,
the-
yeah, but what about those two that are in the corner making a bunch of, you know, not even watching the movie?
Yeah.
Flirting, you mean? Are they flirting in the corner?
No flirting.
That's not allowed, apparently. Real quick to wrap this up, theaters around, to Melissa's, I thought was a great point, theaters around the country will hold special screenings where audience participation is incurred.
There you go.
And they, but they don't start until Christmas Day. So I guess there's that. I guess it's a little bit of a twist to it, but I think that that was a great idea, Melissa, and apparently they thought so, too.
Well, I read that. I did not come up with it myself.
I thought that's
can't take credit for it.
Well, and now there's an idea where you're bringing even more people in. This is the whole, hey, if you're Ben and Jerry's, why just have ice cream for, you know, people who have it for lactose intolerant people, too? It's opening up your audience more.
Oh, I have a story about lactose intolerant. But Kevin, to your point, I do agree. And I think a kid's cartoon is a little different than, like, a musical, Wicked.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know. I think if I would go see Grease again in the movie theater, I might sing along with it.
Well, there
and
you go.
I would be there for that, Kevin.
I would be there. I would go to do that just to hear you sing Grease Lightning.
Yep.
Well,
yep.
I want to hear that.
You guys are.
Yes, yes.
All right.
All right. Now, you guys, you're missing the bigger point here because, of course, I have the real solution to all of this.
Oh, of course you do, Big Brain.
No more movie musicals. Done.
Yeah,
we don't need them anymore. No.
That solves that.
They belong on stage. That's where they belong. They belong on stage live. Get this movie stuff out of here. We don't need that. We just need live theater. That's what we need. So, once again, I have solved the problem. See?
Some way. In a small part.
Great to talk to you, Kev. Safe travels out there, brother.
All right, guys. Have a great weekend, and good luck all to the hunters out there, and hopefully they see that big 30-pointer.
Yeah.
There you go.
There you go.
Thanks, Kevin.
Thanks, Kev. Best listeners of radio. Yeah, safe travels all you hunters out there. We appreciate you. We'll take a quick time out. We'll come back. We got a song or something here about the Fonz we got to get to, and we'll go into what's new on your small screen, big screen, and your local theater stages.
All
coming up on The Morning Show here at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Melissa, Seth, and James hanging out with you. Thanks so much for joining us. I got a little bit of an extension of entertainment talk here. You know Henry Winkler's daughter, Zoe. She is she's not that famous, but she is a little bit because of Henry. And there was a time when Zoe was thinking about becoming a reality TV star. She was up for The Bachelorette, as well as a show with a pre-fame Kim Kardashian. This is before the Kardashians became famous.
Oh, wow.
This is a while ago. He met the guy at the door, this producer Henry met at the door, and told him, quote, "It is so lovely that you're here. I can suggest some really good restaurants, but my daughter is not doing your show."
Ooh.
Wow.
And he closed the door, like very politely, but he just closed the door on this person. And that was it. That was it. Her career was done. Like nobody was calling her or anything but this was something she wanted, basically.
Mm-hmm.
Zoe got into teaching and says, quote, "The best job. It's the best job I'll ever have and what I always truly wanted to do."
Aw.
Now she works at a nonprofit she co-founded with that helps families and children who were separated at the U.S.-Mexico border. She is 44 now, so this happened about 20-some years ago and everything, but a whole different universe where maybe Zoe Winkler is a reality TV star.
How about that?
But seems like she chose the right path for her.
Yeah, you know? Sounds like she's very satisfied with where she is.
And I love...
It's good that Dad saw that for her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I love the idea of, it's such a cool arc of a career and of a life that Henry Winkler's have, where at one point he was the coolest person on TV and went to being, you know, this funny guy in Adam Sandler movies and TV shows and cameos that he's done and everything. That sweet man, I love the idea of him answering the door and just the father in him coming out. Because if you've seen him on Twitter or you've seen him in things, there are times where he brings out that backbone. And Henry Winkler's got a... Definitely. I would not mess with him.
A little bit of the Fonz still in there. Yeah.
But he knew the industry, and he knew what would happen to his daughter were she to go into that at that age, especially reality TV.
Mm-hmm.
Both my son...
Sorry, was that disdain in my voice?
Both my son and daughter are creatives and wanted to get into the creative world and do in many ways. Mm-hmm. And I encourage both of them to do so while also having a day job and warning them that what acting can be like. I don't know that when I talk to students and everything, I'm very encouraging about this industry, and I'm very excited about the industry, and I'm also very honest about the industry,
right.
And make sure that they know things that I wish I would have known in my 20s. Mm-hmm. Looking at your new, what's new on your small screen on Stars at 7 o'clock, Outlander returns to continue its seventh and I don't know if it's its final season, but one of its final seasons, I believe.
Well, there's nine books.
Are there? Okay.
Oh, maybe it'll keep going.
I just heard that it was wrapping up, so I guess I'm not sure. The 22nd season finale of The Real Time with Bill Maher. You've also got stand-up special with Jim Gaffigan, the skinny.
Jim Gaffigan. He's funny.
I love Jim Gaffigan. Sunday Night Football, Los Angeles Rams and Philadelphia Eagles on 7 o'clock on Sunday. Yellowstone keeps going. Dune Prophecy is on. That's really good, by the way.
I have not checked that out yet.
Emily Watson is a tour de force. God, I love Emily Watson. She's great. She's really good on that. And new on theaters. New in theaters this weekend. It's a big weekend for movies. Of course, Thanksgiving weekend traditionally is. Flow is in limited release. It's an animated movie. And you've got Gladiator 2. Hard to believe the first Gladiator came out 24 years ago.
Jeez.
The sequel, it's kind of a loose sequel. Mm-hmm. There's some ties to the first one, but I believe from what I've heard, you don't have to see the first one to see this one.
That's good. That's probably a wise decision.
It's a lot about the fall of Rome. Denzel Washington, Pedro Pascal, Connie Nielsen, Joseph Quinn, and of course, Paul Mescal, one of the bigger names and up and coming names, along with Pedro Pascal, one of the hardest working people in the industry.
Yep.
And you have Denzel, one of the top 10 actors of all time. There you go. And Wicked comes out this weekend.
There you go.
Cynthia Erivo and Ariana Grande take the lead roles as Elphaba and the Good Witch, Glinda. Mm-hmm. Jonathan Bailey is in this one from Bridgerton. You got Michelle Yao. Jeff Goldblum is the wizard. That's a pretty good casting. That's pretty good.
That's
casting.
Excellent casting for him.
Jeff Goldblum as the wizard is pretty darn good. Mm-hmm. I'm hard pressed to think of somebody that would be better in that role.
Right.
And Peter Dinklage is the talking goat professor. It's also pretty good casting, actually.
That's excellent casting. Michelle Yeoh is in it. Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's
oh man.
Good. Yeah.
She makes everything better.
I really feel like this is one of those ones that might have been better as a two-parter.
Mm-hmm.
It's such a good book, and I hate to think of them leaving anything out. And I gotta think that they had to. They had to have left some stuff out. Now,
of course,
this is an adaptation of the Broadway musical, not the book.
Right.
So keep that in mind.
So it's an adaptation of an adaptation, basically. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But Wicked to me is one of my first examples to people of I love the book and I love the play. And not spoiling anything, there are two different endings.
Yes.
And they're very different endings to the book and to the movie, or to the play.
Yep.
So with this, I imagine that they're going to go with the play ending, which is fine. But I really enjoy both in their own ways.
Right.
I don't think that there's any... I get in trouble with diehard Wicked fans for this. Like, you got to choose. Like, I like both in their own way. I think they're both great in their own art, their own medium. I think for the book, it's the perfect ending. I think for the play, it's the perfect ending.
I'm actually going to spare everyone. When I first saw I have never read the book, so I'll put that out there. But the first time I saw Wicked, I loved it right up till the ending. I hated the ending, and I still do.
Maybe you should read the book.
Maybe the book. I'd like it better.
I guarantee you'd like the book better. I almost guarantee it. I like the book. I thought I even read the sequel to it and everything. I don't, and I love the play. I've seen the play in Minnesota and everything. I don't have any interest in the movie. I don't know why. It doesn't interest me at all. I think it's in part because I'm not a big Ariana Grande fan. I'm just not.
That can have something to do with it.
She is incredibly talented. That woman is very talented. Just not a big fan of her as a person, and I think that's part of it. And that's not fair. That's not fair. I wholeheartedly admit that.
Well, and it shouldn't even be on film. It should just be on stage, like I said. So, there you go.
That's the thing. Yeah. You get a chance to see the play.
Yes, I would still recommend seeing the play, even though I didn't like the ending. It's a good. It's a great show. It's a fun show.
Well, if anybody wants to come to see it with me this weekend, you're welcome.
Yeah, go for it.
You're welcome to come along with me.
Yeah.
I won't pay for you, but you can come.
And you can't sing along.
And she'll have her hammer of popcorn for you. Yeah. So, she'll just be ready. She'll be sharing with that. So.
Tickets went on sale today for Irving Berlin's White Christmas, the musical.
Woo!
At WRCD.
Yeah, Wisconsin Rapids Community Theaters hosting you for White Christmas, their holiday production. It premieres December 5th.
Mm-hmm.
We
it's
encourage
coming up fast.
It is.
this cast is working so hard behind the scenes to make this play. We've all been a part of heavy productions, and we've all been a part of holiday productions, and it's just a different animal. There's a lot, and this was an ambitious show.
Yes.
They've worked so hard on this one, and they are ready for you. This is going to be a good one. It's going to be good. Be sure to get your tickets for White Christmas, everybody. And keep in mind, they've got some other fun stuff lined up for you throughout the holiday season. They have an elf tea party coming up December 8th from 1 to 4 over at the Centralia Center. And new here, first ever Children's Theater Christmas program coming up December 20th.
Yes, that's going to be cool.
Oh, I cannot wait. Oh, that sounds so cool. hearing what the ideas that Gretsch had for this and everything, oh, I can't imagine how good that's going to be. Get your tickets for these and other great events coming up at Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater. Buy local, support the arts, everybody. WRCtheater.org, WRCtheater.org.
Yes.
We got some other theater and some other entertaining stuff going on in our area this weekend. We'll get to those in our good stories of the day coming up after our news break and our sports, and after we get into movie theater etiquette.
Movie theater etiquette.
Yes. As Melissa and I metaphorically kill each other.
Yes.
For the,
yes. 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 Hey, mate, let's go.
It's good radio. Stick around, everybody. Coming up on The Morning Show. Welcome back, everybody. Morning Show at WFHR. Locally grown radio. One of the better intros to a song.
Love
and,
it.
And I don't know if I'm not sure if I knew this was the Fifth Dimension.
Yes.
I didn't think I knew that. Huh.
I love them.
I like a lot of people. I've heard this song my whole life.
Underrated group, man.
Yeah. Yeah. That I knew. That I will agree with. Melissa, Seth, and James hanging out with you. Got some fun stuff to get to before the top of the hour. But right now, as long as we're talking about movies, new movies in theaters, a lot of big movies hitting the theaters this weekend with Gladiator 2 and Wicked and all that, that's a good time to go over movie theater etiquette. One of the things that's interesting about the movies coming out this weekend with the Barbie and Gladiator movies is something that happened last year. Now, we warned you about this.
Mm-hmm.
We warned you about parody. And parody is a big thing in all, well, not just sports, like we kind of focus a lot on that. It's a big thing in the movies. And a big thing that is happening that they tried to do this weekend is have this kind of thing where they have both movies coming out at the same time.
Right. They tried to, like, redo the Barbenheimer thing, right?
Yeah.
The kind of, like, doing, it's happening again, everyone. Two very disparate movies are coming at the same time. So let's do it again. Forgetting it was completely organic last time.
Yeah.
Right.
Completely forgetting that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So,
you can't force it.
No, you can't.
So, who can forget Barbenheimer? Well, now get ready for this one that they are calling Glicked. They're calling Glicked.
What?
It is Gladiator 2 and Wicked. They're calling it Glicked. According to projections, Wicked is going to make $100 million to $110 million in its opening weekend. And Gladiator 2 is expected to finish second with $65
million. Okay.
They think they're so smart.
It's cute. It's
kind of cute.
It is. And at the same time, man, if you're a marketing executive getting paid thousands and thousands to come up with these things, you got to be sitting back and like looking over your shoulder, like, I wonder when they're going to figure out we really don't know
what we're doing.
I don't know.
I love that.
How about Glicked? I don't know. Just combine the words. But if you are going to be Glicked this weekend, here is some. God, that hurt. That hurt my soul. I was doing it jokingly and in jest, and it still hurts.
Still hurt.
Because of this, quote, double feature, a new poll looked at what rules are in 2024 when it comes to movie theater etiquette. And here are the top 10. And these aren't in any particular order, so we'll go from one on down. Number one, FaceTiming someone during the movie. Only 4% of people think that's okay. I've never heard of that.
Who's doing that?
Wow. Hey, thanks for your $20. Way to waste it.
Kidding.
Billy couldn't make it. He's on FaceTime. It's totally fine.
I couldn't go 2 hours without FaceTiming.
I can't do it. Just can't do it.
Leaving trash behind when you leave. Yeah, that's poor.
Yeah, that's
poor
lame.
Taste.
That's
lame. It's so easy. They literally have a garbage can when you leave the theater there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's plenty of them.
Yeah, multiples.
Yes,
some of them are full, but.
I've been to some shoddy theaters, and I've never been to even a shoddy theater that didn't have like multiple tons of garbages around.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what's a red flag for me? And I'm sorry, I'm just going to throw this out there.
Yeah.
Well, they have people paid to do that. For cleaning up tables after you, when you eat at a restaurant, throwing away your
garbage. That's so lame.
It's so lame. And obviously you never worked any of those jobs.
Yep.
Tell me you have a silver spoon in your mouth without saying it.
Taking a phone call. Yeah, what the what? Now, you want to get a death stare from me that may knock years off your life? Take a phone call when I paid $20 to go see a movie.
No way. Take a phone. Get out of here.
Get out of here with that. Revealing a plot point out loud before it happens. Man, I will.
Oh, he's mad now. I mean, just thinking about it
makes
him angry.
Somebody does that?
Apparently.
So this was a big thing years ago, pre-pandemic, where people would go see the new, you know, Lord of the Rings movie or new Avengers movie. And then as they were leaving the theater, they're talking about what this just happened and ruining for people in line.
Right. Can you believe that he was so-and-so? Yeah.
And then this got to be a thing online where people were doing it as kind of a like a prank and all this.
Speaking of lameness, right? Yeah.
I kind of exaggerate a little bit, but this truly is my number one biggest pet peeve. And it's in part because there are so few surprises in life. And this is one where we are set up for the surprise. We're looking forward to the surprise. And to take that from somebody is one of the most childish, petty things I can think of. Really is.
Another red flag. Somebody who likes to ruin things for other people.
Yeah. I got no time
so
for
this
that.
Is about relationships, really, is what we're talking about. Yeah. People that you don't want to associate with. I get it.
I didn't think of that, but So putting your feet up on the seat in front of you. What the man?
Who does that? They literally have like recliners now in theaters. So you can put your feet up. It's right there.
I'm not saying it's going to end well, but I don't care if I turn around and it's Mike Tyson. I'm giving a look. I'm definitely giving a look. I don't know if I don't know where it's going to happen to me after that, but I'm doing it. I'm doing it. I don't care.
The only excuse you have for this would be like in a theater that I went to in London, where the seats are literally so small and so close that your knees are pressed up against the seat. That's the only time it's acceptable.
Man, what's wrong with London? Small people over there.
Smaller.
I guess.
Bringing your dog unless it's a service animal.
Yeah. I don't think
it's kind of a no-brainer.
Yeah.
I've never seen that, though.
No. I think I've seen service animals, but not someone just bringing their dog.
To a movie theater?
Yeah.
Eating, weird. Eating or drinking loudly.
Nom, nom, nom.
Yeah. Now, I will...
Again, etiquette.
Yeah, and this one's... I really can't stand that noise or all that and everything. And I mean, even when I'm sitting at home watching something on TV, I don't need it. Nobody in human history has ever needed it. But I will say, I think that I've learned, because I've had some listeners over the years, I've barked about this. Mm-hmm. I've had some listeners mention, you know, what if a person doesn't know they're a loud chewer? What if they don't know they're a loud... And so maybe there's some of that. But
that's no one's ever told them.
You politely tell them and be the first person in their 30 years of life to tell them, you know, hey, you're alone.
And you're smacking your lips a lot.
I would be the one to look around and find a new seat, because I mean theaters aren't usually that full, so you can probably
that's
sit
true.
Somewhere
yeah.
else.
I might do that, but I'm making darn sure I'm looking at the person when I do it. I'm making sure that they know they are the reason I am getting up and moving.
See, James Alba, he doesn't say anything in the theater, but man, the looks that James.
Yes, yeah. Now, granted, it's a dark theater.
Yeah, right.
But you could still see my look. I guarantee they can see. They know what's on my face.
It's a little passive aggressive, but okay.
It is. Oh, yeah. It's so passive aggressive.
We're in the Midwest. What do you expect? Seriously. That's what we all are.
I wish we could get over it.
I know. I'm with you.
Yeah, with you 100% on that, but I owning it too. Mm-hmm. Taking photos or recording video during the movie. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's illegal. You're not supposed to do that.
And I absolutely love, after all this that we have said, at number 10, yelling at a stranger because they did something rude.
Oh, no. Uh-oh.
No, gotcha. It was the yelling part. Yeah, the glares are fine.
See, I never said yelling. I said everything I was doing was
I was just
glares.
Yelling in my mind.
Screaming
at him, but I wasn't saying anything.
At the other end of the spectrum, 92% say it's okay to get up and use the bathroom during a movie.
86%, I would hope so.
Yes.
86% are fine with people applauding at the end, and 80% say it's okay to leave before the movie ends if you don't like it.
Yeah, that's cool.
I also agree.
I wouldn't want to, I mean, there's that whole $20 to get in thing, which is like, I don't care how bad this movie is, I'm going to finish it. I'm going to get my money's worth.
I'm going to get some cheap chirps at me on this one, and I'm with you, Seth. I have sat through bad movies because I paid for the.
I'm not going anywhere.
I'm going to get all of it out of this. Yeah, that is one I've seen. I've been to movies mm-hmm. where people get up and leave, and I'm just shaking my head. I'm like, man, it must be nice.
All that money just to throw around.
Things were more split on saving seats. 58% of people say it's okay. No, texting, it's 36% say texting is okay. Mm. Making out, 32% are okay with that. And oddly enough, taking your shoes off, 24% of people are okay with that one.
Whoa.
Interesting. Well, there's a big trend, too, now in people bringing blankets to the theater, with these really, you know, comfy seats. I mean, they have Lazy Boys.
Yeah.
They're not actually Lazy Boys, but you know what I mean when I say that.
Yes, yeah.
So, I would also be okay with taking off your shoes.
And
tucking them up under your blanket.
And bringing your blanket is, I mean, there's no way that you're hiding your jujubes in there when you walk in. No, not at all.
Who brings jujubes to the movie theater?
It's a funny name. That's why I said it. It's funny. Jujubes are funny. It's a funny word.
To anybody that's going to the movies in the 1950s. Yeah. And last stat, most Americans...
Fun of my Bosco.
That and your Necco wafers.
Yes. Oh, good one. I forgot about those. And to tie into what you're saying there, last stat, most Americans now think it's okay to sneak your food into the movie theater. 56% say it's okay.
Oh, wow.
56%.
Well, with all the how expensive everything is, I guess I understand why people don't want to pay that much for their, candy bar.
They can't.
Yes. I can only afford to get in the movie.
In all honesty, man, again, just to get people to come to the theaters, I'm okay with a little of that. I'm all right with it. We will take a quick time out. We'll come back into some good stories of the day, our schedule, and some other great events going on in our area this weekend here on The Morning Show at WFHR. Welcome back, everybody. Morning Show at WFHR. Melissa, Seth, and James here with you. Last segment of the week. We're going to leave it all on the stage. Have some fun. Take it right to the top of the hour. Get into our schedule and some other fun stuff when we get a chance. And just a little bit of homework for the weekend, everybody.
Oh.
Next week on Monday, one of the topics the three of us are going to get into, what is a common tradition or holiday that may not be around in 25 years?
All right.
Think of like trick-or-treating, things like mm-hmm. that. We'll get into that a little bit in Monday, in our 9 o'clock hour on Monday.
I will reveal what I think is going to be one of the big holidays coming up. I will reveal that.
Ooh. It could be interesting.
Pins and needles, everyone. I know all weekend long. So you're going to be waiting for it.
I can't wait. I'll be over here with bated breath all weekend.
She's really excited.
She's really sarcastic.
She's very.
I am all those things.
I want to get to some good stories of the day and some local good stuff of the day. So that's what we're going to do on Fridays. We're going to wrap up our last segment with good stories. No, that ain't right stuff or anything like that. We'll just have some good vibes going into the weekend. And a 97-year-old former cheerleader in Central Michigan gets the lead spot.
Wow.
Oh.
97-year-old former cheerleader in Central Michigan got to relive her glory days. Her name is Iglua Doring. Ilu Jean.
There we go.
That is a beautiful name. I want to make sure to get that right.
That's fascinating.
Unique.
Yeah, very unique.
Yeah, Ilu Jean Doring. She helped form Merrill High School's first cheer team back 80 years ago.
Wow.
The school's current cheerleaders surprised her at her retirement home and brought her a uniform to put on. Oh. They planned to do a few simple cheers with her, but then she asked them to lift her up so she could fly again, and thankfully she was able to do it.
Oh my gosh.
And I encourage you to go find this photo because look on her face, and she looks great, by the way.
Oh my gosh.
She so does.
And they have her up in the thing. Oh man.
I'm lucky enough to make it to that age. I hope I look that good. Man. She looks great. That's awesome.
That is an awesome story.
And something this part of the article, doesn't say in this, this was the kids. The kids thought of doing this.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody encouraged them. Nobody gave them this idea. Just a bunch of kids that came up with this idea.
That's
good on
so
them.
Cool. Good for them.
A couple in Denver just got a very important vinyl record back 58 years after they cut it. They recorded their wedding in 1966 and had it turned into a record.
Wow. Cool.
I didn't even know you could do that.
Oh, yeah. That's awesome.
A random woman found it at a thrift store in Austin where they used to live. She told her local news, and the couple's daughter heard about it, and they got it back.
Oh, that's cool.
That's so cool.
That's really neat.
Oh, man.
I love these stories.
Yeah, they never get old, right?
Never.
Mm-mm. A guy in Oregon named Ken Reese is pushing 70, but one of his kidneys just turned 100.
Whoa.
Oh.
His mom, Doris, gave it to him in 1975 when he was battling kidney disease. Ken says she was a selfless person who would have done anything for her five kids.
Wow.
He likes to say she gave him life twice. once when he was born and again with the kidney. Wow. He went on to college, got married, and started a family of his own. Donated her kidney donating her kidney near affected Doris's health. She lived to 88, so she, okay. She still lived the long life. Yep. Mm-hmm. And Monday would have been her 100th birthday.
Oh, wow. Mm. That's so cool.
I love the idea too of like a mom doing this, and boy, just having that in your back pocket just anytime you need it, like, boy, you got that one.
It's not like I gave you a kidney or anything.
Oh, that's right.
So not only can she regale him with how many hours she was in labor,
now she's got that too.
I love that story. That's a really good one. I got another one that I have to get to here, just in case anybody might not have heard, because it's in Penguin News, and you know,
we're your home for Penguin News.
Really are.
Not all of us are as tied in as James.
But that's why he's got to deliver it to us. Yeah, that's right.
It's important. It's one of my jobs to keep everybody up to date on these things. And SeaWorld San Diego is celebrating the 40th birthday of the oldest known macaroni penguin in North America.
Really?
The bird named Best Friend officially turned 40 on Wednesday, far surpassing the expected lifespan of 15 to 20 years for a macaroon penguin.
Wow.
Wow, that's cool.
40 years, woof.
Boy, this guy looks every bit of 40. Like, you look at that beak, man.
Yeah.
Penguins actually, a lot of it's really hard to see their age in them, except in their beaks. Their beaks are where you can tend to see the age of a penguin, because of obviously they use that beak so much and everything. Think of your fingertips. You know, you can often tell and not tell a person's age by their hands oftentimes. But that's a pretty cool story.
That's cool. I did not know that. Why am I not surprised he knows that?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, penguin boy here.
If there's a useless fact about penguin you need.
He's got it.
Yep. And we've got local great events going on in our area. We're going to touch on those in a second. First, getting to our schedule. Stick around, Matt and Air on Air coming up 10 to noon. Jane and Greg going to get you ready for the weekend and have some fun when they do it.
Mm-hmm.
And be sure to join us tonight from 4 to 5 for Midday Magazine. Got a great one to wrap up.
We do not have Midday today.
Sorry, yeah.
That's all right.
That's right.
We've got a basketball game tonight.
It's a ball night.
Yep.
It is a ball night. No playmakers tonight, everybody, but we'll be back on Monday with more playmakers. We're moving out of the way so the Wisconsin men's basketball team can take on UCF in the Greenbrier tip-off.
Yep, that's cool.
That'll be at 3 o'clock today right here at WFHR.
Mm-hmm.
Keep in mind, though, we got great stuff going on through the weekend, and to lead you into your weekend, countdown to the hunt. One more for the week, Seth.
One more tonight, everybody. Tune in on WIRI 105.5. We are going to be joined by Peggy, I believe, for some women's bow hunting information from UWSP, which is really cool. This is something both Mike and I are looking forward to learning more about. This is going to be really great. So, like I said, Mike Comer will be joining me as the co-host again as we wrap it up, because it is hunting eve, everybody. Yeah. Tomorrow it starts. Yeah. So we're going to get you ready for it. And a couple more things to give away tonight, too. Nice. So make sure you listen. Get that phone number, 423-1055.
And make sure to, if you're at school, call in, get a question in, get a joke in or something like that. Guys, the school with the most shout-outs is going to get $500 in free advertising.
It's awesome.
Countdown to the hunt. Wrapping up tonight from 6 to 7 on 105.5 WIRI. You, Michael, all of our guests have done an amazing job with that all week long.
It's been a lot of fun. I have to say, I've learned so much this week. Oh, my gosh.
I've been bragging all week long to our listeners and to my parents and anybody that'll listen of the job that you two have done this week. Melissa, with everything that you have had on your plate and the great work that you did, not only with the community stories this week, but of course with the Lights of Love emceeing. Just nice job by both of you this week. Great work.
Awesome. Thanks. We have a great team.
We do.
Tomorrow, we've got a good one for you lined up. Wisconsin football at Nebraska. It's win or go home, Wisconsin. You got, if you want to keep that record going of consecutive bowl games, you're going to win one of these next two again. And tomorrow, might as well get it out of the way tomorrow.
Right.
12:30 pregame kicks off Wisconsin at Nebraska on Sunday. Wisconsin men's basketball, hopefully continuing in the Greenbrier Classic. Yep. We'll see.
They've been playing real well this year so far.
Great stuff lined up for you this weekend, everybody. Director's Cut from 5 to 6. Bria Hoyt's going to join us at tonight. We're going to have Bria on with us. We'll have some fun with that.
After the name change.
Yeah. From 6 to 8, Seth Faces the Music.
That's right. And I'll have something for you.
I don't know
what it is yet.
Stay tuned for that, everybody.
He sounds so excited about it.
No, it'll be great. It's just I don't know what it is yet.
Got a great
Seth's surprise.
That's right.
Got a great Unlabeled lined up for you from 8 to 9. Be sure to join us for that one as well. Mm-hmm. And great local events going on, like the Meet and Greet Breakfast with Santa happening December 15th from 10 to 1 over at our Buckley Baldwin VFW Post 2534. Mm-hmm. Make sure to bookmark that one, everybody. We'll talk more about it as we get closer to it.
Yep.
Seth, got some other great things going on this weekend.
This weekend we have, of course, the Winter Farmers Market tomorrow from 9 to 1 over at the Wisconsin Rapids Moravian Church, 310 First Avenue South. Go to their Facebook page to find out who the vendors will be there tomorrow if you're interested. And if you're a vendor that would like to participate, go to wrmoravian.org and all the paperwork is listed for you there. This is going through April. It's the Winter Farmers Market over at the Moravian Church. And then on Sunday evening, there is going to be a community Thanksgiving worship service at the First Congregational UCC Church, 311 2nd Street South in Wisconsin Rapids. All are welcome. A free will offering will be collected to benefit the Ministry of Grace. That's the Ministerial Association in Rapids, and to help pay off school meal debt in our area schools as well. That's happening at 6 p.m. on Sunday evening, a community Thanksgiving worship service at the UCC Church.
The old-fashioned holiday craft fair is happening at the Rome Town Hall tomorrow from 9 to 3. More than 30 vendors over there. Go check that out. Food pantry donations to enter. Encourage you to do so. Mm-hmm. And the community Thanksgiving dinner. It's a free meal being hosted Monday, 5 to 7, over at the Elks Lodge, number 693. We'll talk more about that as we get closer to it next week. And, of course, we've got Rekindle the Spirit to talk about next week.
We'll be participating in that.
We are.
Can't wait. We're also, of course, going to be a part of we encourage you to check out the Winter Farmers Market
tomorrow. That's right. Check it out tomorrow.
Check that out. Great show today, you guys.
Good week, everyone. Yeah. It was a busy week.
Busy week. Crazy week. We're going to have River Kings tickets to give away next week as well. I'll be listening for that. So much more going on. You too, have a good weekend.
You too, man.
You too.
Be good to each other out there. We'll talk to you sooner than later right here at...
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM, W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.